Alida. The Lisette Dubuque Memorial Bingo Fundraiser will be at Alida Hall on December 2. There will also be a Chinese auction and a silent auction throughout the evening, as well as a beer gardens. The Alida Rec. Board members appreciate the generous donations that they received for this event. I noticed an obituary for Eugene Bender, formerly of Verdon, Man. But was raised in the Sinclair area and attended Dannevirke Church. He passed away November 15 at the age of 83 at Brandon Regional Health Center. He leaves behind his wife Betty, four children, Carla, Michael, Erica and Troy and their families. His funeral was November 26 at Verdon United Church. Condolences are extended to all family members. The Alida community extends condolences to the family of Helen Gervais, who passed away November 19 at the Rehina General Hospital at the age of 97 years. She is survived by her three children, Randy, Jean, Brian, Darlene, and Leanne, Dave, Sauter minus 10 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren. She will be missed by her siblings and in-laws, as well as numerous extended families. She was predeceased by her parents, husband Octave, other siblings and three grandsons. A celebration of her life will take place December 3 at Redvers Roman Catholic Church with a private family interment at Dannevirke Cemetery at a later date. The Alida community extends sincere sympathy to Gloria Gerard and the Gerard family on the passing of her husband Dave Ince on November 24 at Sylvan Lake, Alta. Gloria and Dave lived in Alida a few years ago. No further arrangements are known at this time. Sincere sympathy is extended to Diane, Ernest, Lemieux and Kathy, Allen, Arthur on the death of their sister Ella Thompson of Winnipeg, who died November 24 at the age of 87. She was predeceased by her parents, Pete and Esther Sorensen and husband Jack. Faye Walker visited in Saskatoon with her family the Nichols on November 22. Attended her granddaughters Claire and Piper choir concert, and returned home on November 26. Shelley Cowan and daughter Ainsley spent American Thanksgiving with the Nilsson family in Minot, ND, from November 24-27.